The latest official word is that up to February 13th, Barbados recorded a total of 2,268 COVID-19 cases with 24 deaths and 605 active cases. It is also worth noting that of the total of 2,268 cases recorded overall so far, we've had 1,639 recoveries. For a further examination of what this all means, we are joined by President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Good morning, Dr. Williams. What's your take on these figures? What are they telling us?
Good morning, David. And good morning to all of Barbados. These figures are, I guess the short answer is not good. From January 28th, there have been 791 new cases reported, and that represents more than a 50% increase over what we had prior to that period. We've had 13 deaths since then, which is a 120% increase prior to that period, and that's up to today. As you can see from the latest dashboard, there are 207 new cases, and these would have been over a number of days, admittedly. But the 207 new cases out of 1,222 tests is a positivity ratio of 16.9%. Now, we know that there were issues with the testing in the lab, and so there was a delay. So this is representing now the backlog of tests being cleared. So there are no, you see the testing numbers increase. So the backlog is being cleared, and that's why we're now finding these larger numbers that were in the backlog. What this means is that these people who are now receiving these results would not have known that they were positive. And we hope and pray that while awaiting their test results, they remained at home.
Dr. Williams says that in other Caribbean countries, doctors have been given some guidelines.
I know that, for example, in Jamaica, and in Trinidad, there came a place where in-office visits were not recommended. We can't say that as yet because we have a large NCD population who needs monitoring, and in order to have that restriction, we would have to put things in place for our population to continue to be monitored. It's not just a matter of going to the doctor if you feel sick, because there are lots of people who need monitoring because their control of their diseases is not good. And so we would know, we've been looking at all along, putting things in place, how to get people to monitor their pressures at home, encouraging people to take their own blood sugars, encouraging asthmatics to do their peak flows and report. So these are the things we've been encouraging all year long, but we may need to put things in place to do so in a more organized manner.
The BAM president isn't ruling out similar directives here, though.
It could happen here if things don't improve. We have to look at the many options of seeing people, but to some extent it's been happening here already. We use telemedicine, telephone medicine, and see emergency cases in office.
And what does all of this imply for a continuation of the lockdown?
It would be nice to say we could appeal to the reason of people and just people be reasonable, but even with restrictions, people are not reasonable. So I think we have to continue to put those stay at home and restrictive measures in place so that mixing will not continue. I was at the beach the other day and heard a woman say to another that she was awaiting her test results. And she was in a group, a party of people at the beach together. And so once we have that, once you have people who you're symptomatic, you or you were exposed to someone who was symptomatic, you're a primary contact, and you went and got tested, but you're at the beach, you're in the supermarket, you're all about. As long as we have those kinds of situations, then the disease will continue to spread.
That's the president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, on SAGICOR's early business. On SAGICOR's early business.